Rene Chavarria lives in a really small town.
Everybody knows everybody there.
But he's also transgender. Born female, he identifies as male. He says it's a struggle to hide part of his body when he just wants to pass.
I feel even uncomfortable giving somebody a hug. You know, do I look flat-chested enough? When I go to hug them, what is it that they feel?
There are a lot of people like Chavarria. They identify as trans, but they are priced out of getting medical care, like gender reassignment surgery.
There's a lot of insurances that won't cover it because it's considered cosmetic surgery.
And that's if you have insurance. Not to mention that some of the nation's best doctors for transgender-related care are hours away from his home in New Mexico. So for years, Chavarria didn't have much hope.
I honestly thought I was never going to get it done.
Until he reached out to activist and psychotherapist Rizzi Temain, who's transgender himself.
I just started feeling like we have to look out for each other.
Temain works with patients at St. John's Medical Clinics throughout Los Angeles. He founded a program that gives grants and scholarships to trans people who need help affording surgery. There are only a half dozen other programs like it in the whole country.
There's so many resources for the LGB, and for some reason, the trans community is still kind of behind.
Rene Chavarria is one of the two grant recipients for this year. A procedure that could have set him back almost $7,000 won't cost him anything at all.
I kept reading the email over again, and I was like, is this real? I had to show my wife, and I was like, are you reading what I'm reading?
Rizzi Temain bases his scholarship on the merit of the stories he receives. He's looking for those who are struggling like he once did.
By the time my breasts were developing, I would tie them down with ace bandages. Just seeing that this was not the body I should be in the mirror. And it was very psychologically devastating.
His insurance didn't cover his surgery, but Temain was able to raise the tens of thousands he needed by making music and selling copies of his memoirs.
And as soon as I had top surgery and I could see a male chest in front of the mirror, all of the anxiety, all of the depression completely evaporated.
With extra money he made, Temain created the scholarship in 2014 to help others.
Without being too bleak, I would definitely not be here on Earth right now.
This is Hayden, one of the first recipients. We aren't mentioning his last name because he fears he'll lose his job if his employer finds out he's trans. It was hard enough for him to even find a job when he was younger.
I just thought, well, I'll go get a job and I'll save up however much money I need and I'll go get the surgery. By 19, I still hadn't had a job. Could not get a job.
Hayden says he became depressed and desperate. But he was able to get surgery using the money that Rizzi Temain gave him, and he remembers finally feeling free.
It was November, so when I got back to New York from San Francisco, it was absolutely freezing.
And he took joy in wearing just a t-shirt.
Just like, I don't even care if I'm cold.
Harper Jean Tobin is with the National Center for Transgender Equality. She says for some trans people, surgery is an important step to their well-being.
This is something essential for their life and their health.
When President Obama was in office, he pushed to have health plans cover transgender-related care. But
some plans still have broad exclusions that specifically target transgender people and their healthcare needs.
The Republican effort to roll back the Affordable Care Act has trans people uncertain of the future. Will their healthcare needs still be covered? Which is why some transgender people are looking to Rizzi Temain for a glimmer of hope.
I was given this person's story.
At a recent transgender community night at a St. John's clinic near downtown LA, Temain gave another scholarship to a 50-year-old trans woman.
Okay, so today we present this one.
Y ahora le presentamos este
to Tatiana Rivera.
To begin, my heart is beating so fast.
Rivera is an immigrant from Mexico who has lived in America for years working as a seamstress. She's never been able to save enough to afford gender reassignment surgery. But still dabbing tears of joy from her eyes, she says that with this grant money, she'll be able to fulfill a decades-long dream.
After working so hard for 30 years in the garment industry and paying my taxes, I'm getting back a small part of what I've given this country.
And handing her the check, Rizzi Temain smiles brightly.
It literally means the world to them. It's as though they've been set free from being trapped in the wrong body.
He knows that one person at a time, he's helping them become the person they're meant to be. For Take Two, I'm Leo Duran.